Welcome, as we welcome to the platform, Dr. Tim Tootin. Come on, let's give it up. Come on, let's give it up.
Praise the Lord.
Awesome.
Oh, what seat do you over again?
Yeah, all right.
There. The Jiffy Lube, huh?
I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous because...
Not as nervous as I am. I never get interviewed.
Right. That's how I, me too. I mean, I'm on the other side of this thing now. I'm interviewing someone, and it's not just patting you on the back. It's so true how consistent your life has really been. And I just appreciate that. And our community appreciates that.
It is my pleasure being the broadcaster. I take the jump. It's great to be here. And you should know that I've known this family for a long time. Pastor Larry and I were having church. Neither one of us were licensed to preach.
Yeah.
We preached around the bench press. We preached around the weight room. And I just have a great love for you and for this family here at Central. We baptize over here, you know, on Saturdays.
So. Yeah, he uses our church. He founded a church here locally, and he brings his people over to baptize here. So we just, there's a relationship here.
But thanks for having
me. Trust. Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, there doesn't need to be said what's been taking place in our communities and around this great country of ours. But you said something to me the other day about awareness. Yeah. Awareness. Maybe give them a little bit of your story, where you came from and kind of what brought you to that awareness that you shared with me the other day.
Well, growing up in Florida, and I say Florida because it's a huge state, but in North Florida, growing up in a community that was segregated, growing up in a segregated high school, elementary school, and I do remember the times when I could not understand why on the east side, we had to walk past what we called the white pool because we couldn't go to that pool. Or what it meant having to go across the tracks to the theater because it was the black entrance. Mm. So there was always an awareness. But in my home, it was more about you make sure you represent the Tootins. But when you called me this week, I'd been having a walking conversation. Anybody ever do that? You're walking. You're kind of talking to yourself. And because of my position in journalism, I have to make sure that I measure my words. I can have an opinion at home, but I can't go in the air with it. And thank God. But when you called, it was answered prayer, because when it comes to racism, you're always aware. I share with you that here in White Marsh, I've been profiled three or four times or more. Not mad about it, but aware. Mm-hmm. I tell my son, if you ever pulled over because you're an African-American male, make sure that you do things by the book. Aware. Mm-hmm. And racism feels like, you've ever been stung by a bee, a wasp?
Yeah.
And you know what that feels like?
Yeah.
It passes, but you feel it.
Yeah.
And so I always say you've got to be aware of what's happening around you. It's great to see the community at large coming together, but it's a real issue. Mm-hmm. And I knew we could have that conversation because when I said to you, you're my friend.
Yeah.
This church is my friend. You're not my white friend. You're my friend.
Yeah.
And that makes a difference. We're all guilty of saying, you know, we have great black friends or great white friends. You're all just a friend.
Yeah. 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 To me. Yeah. That's awesome. That's amazing. I think here's the thing. I'll never know what that's like. I'll never know the feeling of that. I married into a Hispanic family, and our first, a lot of years ago now, over 30 years, Pearl and I have been married, but over 30 years ago, and I remember the family photo and what that looked like. I looked like this missionary right in the middle of my family. And
that's Larry.
And yes, hey, that's kind of obvious right there. Yeah. But the beauty of that was they embraced me. They loved on me. I loved on them. This is an amazing family. But I didn't know, like Pearl shared something with me one time. I'm so shocked about it because again, I don't experience that. she shared with me how a client of hers, she's a stylist, how a client of hers had said to her, what nationality, you know, what background are you from? Well, I'm Hispanic, I'm Mexican American, and like, oh wow, you're so beautiful. I never knew a Mexican could be that pretty, that yeah. beautiful. Yeah. And I know that sounds crazy that someone would actually say that, but those things are real and those things can happen. Like you can see my boys. You met my boys to see that. Thank God.
I saw that broadcast yeah. too, man. He's, yeah, he's coming good. After my job.
Yeah. You know, it looks like sometimes it looks like I adopted them, but they're yeah. my family. They're my kids. And yeah. and but the beauty of it all is that we just need to continue to love one another. But here's the thing for me. I want to carry some of that.
Yeah.
Because the scripture tells me in Galatians 6:2 to carry one another's burdens so that we can fulfill what? The law of Christ. What's his law? It's love. It's to love your neighbor as yourself.
And I was saying to you this week, because we had the conversation, you were like, man, I was like, Larry, I don't want you to feel bad, you know, because I realize that you care. Mm. And the fact that you cared and you called gave me an opportunity to speak. And here's something else that I often tell people. I say, when he talks about awareness, you know, I'm a public figure, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I'm an okay African-American because I work in a high profile job. Mm. And a lot of people know Tim Tootin. Mm. But there are times when you're not the Tim Tootin, you're still yeah. African-American yeah. male. And so that awareness piece is always key because, you know, I don't want to feel like I can't feel the pain of people. It's just that I have a position to where folk know me. We're laughing with Pastor about even when you're in the mask.
Yeah.
If you talk, you say, well, that voice sounds familiar.
Yeah.
But not everybody has that opportunity. And when I talk to young people, I say, if I took off this Channel 11 jacket and got in a certain kind of vehicle, I think that day was a rental. It was, you know, I was styling. And it was like, hey, Tim, we pulled you over, and nothing against the police department, but I look and fit a certain profile. But awareness is important, and to know that you care as a man of God. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so important. So I was excited when you called me. I was like, oh, Lord, that's Larry. Let me call him back. Because it's so important yeah. to have this conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, as much as I was an answer to prayer, I didn't look at it that way. You were an answer to my prayer because I wanted to address it. And sometimes, and here's the thing, I'm just going to be frank and honest. From a white male perspective, sometimes I'm a little fearful that I say the wrong thing. And because there's going to be people right now in this conversation, you didn't say enough.
Right.
You said too much. You know, all of those things will run through people's minds. Those who are watching online and even in here.
Tim wasn't black enough.
But, right.
Yeah, you know, he was a brother, but he wasn't a real brother.
He wasn't a real, yeah, right. You know, so
well, whatever that means.
And how does he know, how yeah. does Larry know that, yeah. you know, what yeah. we're going through, whatever. But I wanted to just be able to be, just have this open and honest conversation that in this moment, even though I don't understand that, and I never will understand that, I can empathize with it because I want to carry some of that with you. So let me ask this question. What can we do better? And when I say we, the church, I'm talking about the church, I'm talking about us collectively. What can we do better so that we can minister to the obvious pain
yeah.
and hurt in our communities?
And when you say we're talking about even as a pastor myself, and that's to love unconditional.
Yeah.
And I think that when we talk about love, it's easy to say, always say that if somebody tells me, you know, I love you. I say, well, I hope you do. If you got to tell me you love me,
yeah.
Then I begin to wonder. But I think about it's what's not always said. I think we say sometimes that if we say something, but the word says, be doers of the word and not hearers
that's
only.
Good. Yeah.
So it's really what we do.
Yeah.
And in doing so, you don't really have to label it.
Yeah.
You don't have to say, you know, I feel bad, man. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I feel bad.
But I
think that when it comes to, you know, it's an old saying, and your father knows because he's old school, that they say, I'd rather see a sermon than to hear one. Mm. That as we walk in the spirit, Amen. We won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Yeah.
And it's just doing.
Yeah.
You know, just do as the spirit leads. Yeah. Do. And that works both ways, you know, in terms mm-hmm. of how a community is supposed to respond. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't always react to everything.
Yeah.
I kid around. I said, you know, sometimes you just can't react. You just got to move on.
Yeah. 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 No, that's good. That's good. You know, because as a church, I really, in my heart, want to be proactive in making the world a better place. And I know for me, my responsibility is to pastor and oversee the spiritual climate of Central, you know, in this. And what I want to do is open up conversation, more conversation, because I think conversations, this is just the beginning. This isn't... Pastor Tim and I are not saying, oh, this is the end all be all. This is where it gets healed. You know, no.
So I'll see y'all next month. Yeah. I'll be back again.
Yeah. We need to continue the conversation around the table and here's the beautiful part, how I feel, at least Pastor Tim, you might be able to share a little bit about this too. But for me, it's, we don't always have to, like, there's parts of probably our theology that's different, but at the end of the day, it's all about Jesus and the cross.
Well, come on here now, right? You're getting me excited.
Because,
it's the cross.
You know, it's the cross. It's the cross. That's where we do agree. And that's, at the end of the day, that's all this other things are up for discussion, but the cross is not in what Jesus did for us.
You know, you said conversations, and that's so key, because I know as a pastor, it's about the consistency that what, you know, there's not two Larrys and there's not two Tims, that the Holy Ghost can break out at home or in church. And I think that if you're consistent, that we've got to have the conversation with families. I mean, I've seen much stuff online over the last couple of days, but you've got to say in your house, here's the way we stand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my dad, the late Jim Tootin, would say, Hoss, I'm the boss. I pay the cost to be the boss. And I think that we have to lead by example, that it's no surprise that persons would say to me, you know, you've done a great job. Or you've done a great job with your children. Because they know when they get home, there's a certain atmosphere.
Yeah.
And we've got to create that atmosphere with our children and with this generation. And we're seeing a lot of this generation on the streets.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
I mean, there are protests and marches everywhere. Mm-hmm. A little different. But I think there are conversations happening at home that you can be real frank about what stands in this house.
Yeah.
And when you leave this house, who you represent. That has not changed down through the years.
Yeah. And the beautiful part about the process of everything in our life, that, you know, when we give our life to Christ, we've been justified, but we're not perfect.
Absolutely.
Right? And there's that sanctification process in our life that hopefully, I love greater today than I did 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
I pray that God is still continuing to work in my life. And when you look at history and when you look at the church itself, we're not where we want to be, but thank God we're not where we used to be.
Amen.
You know, we can look at our lives that way, right? You can look at 30 years ago. Wow. You know, Pastor Tim has come a long way.
Amen.
A long way.
And when you look at that, we talk about sometimes stereotypes. Mm. When I first started out in broadcasting, you know, I was blessed with but I was a Southern guy. And I remember a consultant saying, you've got to have a Midwestern sound to you. You can't really sound black, is what I heard. But this whole sense of being able to adapt to what people may or may not think about you.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to throw this in it because it's always a conversation. It's always one of those things that concerns me. And when persons talk about the flag, See, you know, the flag, that can cause a lot of controversy. Mm. And the pledge. And I have to let people know that my father, James Student, his brother, Charles Student, served in World War II in a segregated army. Came back from the war, 1945. And my brother told me the other day, he said, you know, you do know that when they got back to Carolina, that when they went to stop to eat, that the black soldiers had to stay on the bus.
Wow.
And the white soldiers could go in to eat. And you came back from defending the flag and you could be lynched. Mm. That's real. So when persons get offended by, you don't love the flag, I'm saying, wait a minute, let me call up Jim and Charles. Mm. Because they served. But it's about justice for all.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's important.
Yeah.
I kind of went off there, but that flag thing sometimes kind of get me is that a lot of people served and came back to a lot of things that did not, you know, that did not sit well.
Right, right. Yeah. We don't know the backstories behind all that and what people went through.
Absolutely.
And it's just, it's astounding to me that, that we can't just have conversations like this. Now, I know this, that you can't legislate love.
No.
Here's how I feel about it. Regardless who's in the White House, the Bible says it starts in God's house first.
Absolutely.
It starts here. And if we can't love the way God has called us to love, it doesn't matter who you vote in or vote out. You can't legislate it. You can't legislate love in people's hearts. We have to do better.
Yeah.
Pastor, we've got to do better at this.
I could hear my grandmother, the late Ollie Graham, who was a pastor. In the 50s, I mean, she did her own thing, but she died at 101. But her thing was, to your point, if you can do better, do better.
Do better.
And you're right, we have to do better on both sides. Do better as a community, as a nation. Mm-hmm. Just make it that's your mantra. I'm going to do better, but I got to love better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to love better. It's so good. That's so powerful. I called you here because I wanted to, one, everybody loves Tim Tootin's voice.
I mean,
that's just, you know, but as an elder statesman, as someone that our community looks up to, and
you just
and,
made and me respect, old, Larry.
I know.
An elder statesman.
Well, you have a decade on me. I mean, and I think that's, I just want to honor you in that.
And that's what me and Larry do. I mean, we were deep for a moment, but we cut up like this.
We're cut up.
I'm an elder statesman.
I think we cut up a lot.
Yeah, but. Praise the Lord.
But being an elder statesman and someone that our community really respects and will respond to, I just want to thank you for taking your time. Because he's on vacation. I don't know if anybody knew that, but he's on vacation.
Man, my honey-do list was so long this week. That was called a staycation.
And then I put pressure on him. But I said, hey, can you come and help with this?
I mean, and this, you really helped me. Because as I said at the onset, you have a voice, but you cannot, because you're in media, and we get banged up a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go on social media, which you shouldn't do. You can't just share your, what do you think? I think nothing. Whatever I think is in my house.
Right.
And so to have an opportunity to come to sit with a great man of God and just to be honest and frank, I feel freedom in this, man. I feel like I can go ahead and talk, you know?
Come on.
Yeah. You really blessed me, my friend.
Come on. I appreciate that. You don't know how much that means to me as a person. Man, I feel the presence of God.
Amen. You know, we can go ahead and preach up and end if you want to. You go ahead and start it off. We can go ahead and have a little church. But you know, that's the beauty and the joy And I think of one of my good friends who connected us all, PR,
yeah,
you know.
Pastor Ron.
Yeah, he's the one.
Connector.
Yeah, I messed with him in the gym. I just called him Bishop loud in the gym. People turn around and say, Bishop! But it's that kind of love. And that's what's so important, is that we got to love together. We got to laugh together.
Yeah.
We got to enjoy each other.
Yeah.
And that's what's so key.
Yeah, it's so good. So I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to close us out in prayer tonight. And whatever the Lord just puts on your heart for us as a church, to just pray over us.
Yeah.
And I have open hands to receive whatever God puts on your heart to pray. So
we'll praise God.
Yeah.
Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we first and foremost acknowledge who you are. You are a God who sits on the throne. And we thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, for us. Why? Because we needed it. We all have fallen short and all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. And as we come today, you are not a God who's asleep at the wheel. You are not a God who is away from the throne, but God, you're watching and you're calling on your people to do better, to unite in the spirit. And I pray in the name of Jesus, dear God, for this church and this man's servant, courageous enough to say, can we just talk? Talk about issues that are not back room, online issues, but issues we can talk about face to face. That's what a real man and woman of God are. So I pray even now, God, that you might cleanse us.
Yes, Lord.
That we might, not just for a season, but for now, for today, begin to worship you in spirit and in truth. The Bible says, for you seek such. So I pray even now, God, that you might allow this word of encouragement and message to seep into the hearts of your people. The enemy would want to be waiting outside to see where the seed fell, want to try to pick it up. But God, I thank you.
Yes.
We know this is good ground.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And we know that it will sink in. Father, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing in the midst of this pandemic. And we thank you, dear God, that you made us all in your image.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. Come on, let's give it up. Come on. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate you. Appreciate you so much. So much. God bless you guys. I love you. Have a great rest of the weekend.